At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
It is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half as they have a four-point lead over Fayetteville. 32-28 is our score. Aston Yates will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Mountain Home will be moving left to right in the second half, and she gets into Leah Jackson, who tries to throw it to Emma Martin, and it passes well over her head. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be the fifth turnover against Mountain Home as we are only 4 seconds into the second half. Not quite the start you want for Mountain Home, but let's see if they can bounce back from this. Here is Bridges into the front court for Fayetteville. Mountain Home in a half-court man-to-man defense. Bridges with it at the top, throws it over to Beck. Now Beck dribbles up to the top, gives over on the right side to Lyles. Lyles drills down to the corner, finds Goforth on the wing. Goforth going into the lane for the layup, rolls around, will not go. Ball is tipped out to Lyles. Now back to Goforth in the right corner. Back to Lyles on the wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched. They're going to say by Mountain Home. Wow, it looked like Fayetteville was the last one to touch that. But they're going to say that was off Mountain Home on the rebound attempt as it goes out of bounds. So Fayetteville will keep possession with 7:26 left in the third quarter. Here is Bridges inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets up top to Beck. Beck's going to dribble down into lane, going up for the layup. That one will not go either. This time Mountain Home does get the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Here is Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the right side. Fayetteville once again in a man-to-man. Martin finds Yates off the pick and roll. Cannot get the layup, and Fayetteville gets the rebound. Well, that's one you've got to hit. Here is Bridges back the way. Loses the handle of the ball. Stolen by Emma Martin. Back comes Mountain Home. Fourth turnover against Fayetteville. 32-28. Lady Bombers with the ball in the lead. Here is Martin throwing it to Yates just outside the paint. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Martin on the right wing. Martin will dribble up to the top. Reset the offense. Finds Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going down into the corner. Now back out to the wing. Throws across court to Leah Jackson. Now up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right. Martin will take the screen going into the lane. Now finds Jackson in the left corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And Beck will get the rebound. Back comes Fayetteville. She throws across court to Goforth. Going into the lane for the layup. And she's going to draw contact. It'll be Sasha Goforth at the line for two shots. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one, here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. Sasha Goforth at the free throw line, where so far she is 4 of 5 with 10 points. 6:21 left in the third quarter. Goforth's first free throw is up. It looked a little strong, but it bounces in. Emily Payne checking back in, replacing Leah Jackson. So that first free throw makes a one-possession game once again. Goforth with one more free throw, and she gets both. 32-30, Lady Bombers leading it. Again, 6:21 left in the third quarter. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Has the ball on the right wing. Now takes the screen, throws up top to Foreman. Over to Payne on the left side. Payne drills towards the top, gives it there to Yates. Finds Foreman in the paint, going in for the layup. A little strong, no good. And they're going to call a foul on the rebound and over the back on Kate Gilbert. Gilbert picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the second half. 6:03 left in the third quarter. Fayetteville with a chance to tie back up or take the lead. Bridges into the front court, gives it to Goforth. Goforth going to drill down into lane, going up for the layup, and it gets it. Gets a scoop layup. Sasha Goforth with 14 points, and that is our third tie of the night. 32 all with 5:45 left in the third quarter. Here is Martin going into lane, going up back up for the layup. It's a little strong, no good. And the rebound comes to Seda, who throws it quickly back into the front court to Bridges. Bridges going in for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. Rebound is controlled. It will be an over-the-back foul on Fayetteville on the rebound. That is on Caroline Lyles, her first personal foul, team foul number one against Fayetteville here in the second half. 5:29 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball. We are knotted up at 32. Mountain Home has yet to score in this period as we are just a little over 2.5 minutes into it. Martin across the timeline. Throws over to Payne on the left side. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Foreman up at the top. Over to Gilbert on the right. Up top to Yates. Yates is going to put up the three at the top. Good! Anson Yates with her first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home back on top, 35-32. 5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Here's Bridges back the other way for the Lady Bulldogs. Dribbles up towards the top, now going into lane, going up for the left, but it's going to be fouled from behind as she will go now to the free throw line for a pair. Emma Martin with her third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So Mountain Home with two players with three fouls each, Emma Martin and Kay Gilbert. It will be Claudia Bridges at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. So Sydney Kincaid now checking in for Fayetteville, replacing Caroline Lyles. 4:52 left as Bridges will have one more free throw. Bridges' second shot is up, good. And Mount Holmes leads cut back to a point. 35-34 our score. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Martin will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Finds Martin in the corner. Now her pass is knocked away and stolen by Fayetteville. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Bridges quickly back the other way. And she loses her footing. Ball slipped away. Oh, my gosh. They're going to say the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. It looked like it went off the leg of a Lady Bulldog. So they're going to, real quick, before they get back to play, they're going to wipe up the perspiration off the floor. Boy, I think Fayetteville got a little bit of a break there, but it is. But he may have had a better view than I did. Actually, he probably did. That's for sure. 35-34, Mountain Home leading it with 4:31 left to play in this third quarter. Bridges will inbound the ball on the baseline under the basket. We are about ready to get back in underway. Bridges looking to get in, gets in to Goforth in the corner. Her jumper good, and Fable has the lead back. Sasha Goforth with 16 points. It's our fifth lead change of the night. 36-35, Fable leading. Gilbert quickly back the other way, throwing it to Payne in the left corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. It will not go. Foreman gets offense rebound, kicks out to Yates, who's going to put up the jumper. No good. Had a good look, just wouldn't fall. Gilbert chases down the offensive rebound. She drills out to the right wing, goes cross-court to Payne on the left side. Now Payne takes a screen. Now picks up a drill, finds Foreman on the left wing, gives it to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert's going into the lane, going up for the layup. And good! Kate Gilbert with 6 points. Sixth lead change of the night. Mountain Home on top, 37-36, 3:50 left in the third quarter. Here is Bridges back the other way. Going, dribbling down to the left side. Has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Emily Payne. She'll give it to Martin. That is the fifth turnover against Fayetteville. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by a point. 3:35 left in the third quarter. 37-36 our score. Martin with it on the left wing. Finds Foreman up at the top. Gives it to Gilbert on the left side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Finally goes out of bounds on the left sideline. Last touch by Mount Tom. It will be Fayetteville's basketball. Emmy Bailey checking in for Fayetteville, replacing Ariana Seda. 3:21 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom leading 37-36. Fayetteville getting the ball with a chance to get the lead back. This game has had six lead changes and three ties so far. Here is Bridges with it. Dribbling to the top, now going down into lane. Now kicks out to Beck in the left corner. Now she's going down into lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Mariah Beck with 9 points. Seventh lead change of the night. 38-37 Fayetteville on top. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbling up at the top. Man-to-man defense for Fayetteville. Now goes over to the right side. Almost has the ball knocked away, but keeps possession, now throws it to Yates. Cross-court pass to Emily Payne in the left corner. Payne drills out to the wing, finds Martin, now down to Foreman on the low block. She's going into the lane for the layup, and it's a late travel call, much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd. I think they actually kind of got that one right, though. Here are Allison Byers and Caroline Lyles checking in for Fayetteville, replacing Sasha Goforth and Claudia Bridges. 2:39 left to play in the third quarter. Fayetteville getting the ball back, leading 38-37. That was the seventh turnover against the Lady Bombers. Here is Bailey into the front court, finding Lyles. Now ball goes to Byers. Now ball's knocked around. Loose ball. Now Mount Home is able to secure the steal. That is the sixth turnover against Fayetteville. Here's Gilbert back the other way. Mount Home with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. They trail by one with 2:11 left in the third quarter. Here is Martin with it, throwing over to Foreman. Back to Martin on the left wing. Now up top to Yates. Gives it to Foreman in the paint. Going up for the layup. Good! Anna Grace Foreman with 12 points. Our eighth lead change of the night. Quickly back the other way. Caroline Lyles going up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Rebound comes to Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way. Going up for the layup. Will be blocked. And Beck will come away with the basketball. It was good defense by her. Back the other way. Here is Bailey going in. She's going to draw contact. That is on Addison Yates. Her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. Diamond Terry checking in for Fayetteville for the first time tonight, replacing Sydney Kincaid. Terry, a 5'10 junior, 1:36 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 39-38. Inbound pass will be triggered by Bailey. She gets into Beck on the left side. Now Beck's going into lane, going up for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Kariah Beck with the and-one opportunity. Aston Yates again called for the foul. That's her second personal, team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Leah Jackson going to check in, replacing Aston Yates. So that is the ninth lead change of the night as Fayetteville takes the lead back, and they got a chance to extend it to 2. But Beck cannot get the free throw. She now has 11 points. It is 40-39. They have a leading as Mount Home gets the rebound. Here is Emma Martin back the other way for the Lady Bombers. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Martin will throw it over on the right side to Gilbert. Now Gilbert takes the screen. Finds Foreman up the top. Gives it to Martin on the left side. 1 minute left to play in this third quarter. Martin has it up at the top, trying to get some distance between her and her defender, Allison Byers. Martin drills to the right side, now goes back up to the top, tries to give it to Jackson, loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Fayetteville's basketball on the Mountain Home turnover. That's their eighth turnover of the night. Sasha Goforth, Claudia Bridges, and Ariana Seda checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Emmy Bailey, Allison Byers. And I missed who else that came out of the game just now. Fayetteville with the ball in the lead. 45 seconds left as Bridges brings it into the front court. Throws over to Lyles. Over to Beck on the left side. Beck takes the screen. Dribbles to the left corner. Now finds Seda cutting into the lane for the layup. Cannot get it to go. Rebound comes to Emma Martin. And Mountain Home will probably hold for the last shot of the period as they trail by one with 30 seconds left. Martin with it very near the half court line. 20 seconds as she's trying to get some discipline, her and her defender. Emma Martin dribbling on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Tries to throw it to Jackson. Ball is knocked away. Last touch by Fayetteville. And it's going to be Mount Holmes fastball on the far sideline with 8.8 seconds left. Dick Rimmer is arguing that Leah Jackson touched it after Cry Beck did, but it's an argument he is not going to win. Leah Jackson will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Again, 8.8 seconds. It's a one-point Fayetteville lead. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. It's going into the lane, going up for the layup off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 8 points, and Fayetteville's not going to get the shot up, and Matt Holmes going to end the third quarter with the 10th lead change. They are up by one as we have played 24 minutes. Our score at the end of 3, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 41-40. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, Trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.